All right, this story's crazy. Iridian's always on my TikTok trends. She knows what's up. And Lindsay Gellum's going to share this one for us here that I saw. She joins us now from The Cut. And Lindsay, thanks for the welcome to the program, first and foremost.
Oh, thank you for having me.
All right, we just heard Kari mention veneers when it came to the bathroom. What about on our teeth? There's some crazy trend going around of some B-list, really D-list dentistry going on.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There is a trend on TikTok, but the trend goes back a few years. People are getting veneers from unlicensed individuals, from businesses that are offering sort of discount veneers in places in maybe the back of a barber shop, in a strip mall, where there isn't a licensed dentist actually putting the veneers on. And it's a big problem.
Is it illegal to do this? Does it depend on the state? Or are unlicensed dentists or non-dentists at all allowed to do this? How is this regulated?
It is illegal. It's not permitted for anyone who is not a licensed dentist to be applying veneers. Applying veneers counts as the practice of dentistry, and only someone who has gone to dental school and has been certified by their state's dentistry board can do this. So if someone's doing this and they're not a dentist, it's not permitted.
Can you explain just primitively of what a veneer is? Is it just a snap-on on top of your teeth, or is it a lot more involved than that?
Sure. There are a bunch of different types of veneers, and the two main types kind of break down into two categories. The first is a porcelain veneer. That's pretty invasive and involved. That involves usually shaving down the underlying tooth and putting a porcelain kind of cap on that tooth. It's more expensive and it lasts for a longer time. What we're seeing in terms of the unlicensed dentistry is usually the second category of composite veneers. That refers to a resin coating that's similar to what dentists use to fill a cavity. And they're putting that coating along the top of the tooth usually. It doesn't typically involve as much shaving down of the underlying tooth, and it's less expensive, and the results can be pretty immediate. So you walk in to get it, and you come out with results that day.
How much are people charging for these illegal procedures?
So it's still a chunk of change, but less than a real dentist would charge. It should be a few thousand dollars to get veneers put on your teeth by someone who isn't really supposed to be putting them on, whereas, you know, maybe a dentist would be charging double that. These are not inexpensive procedures, and the reason for that is, and I'm sure we'll get into this, there's a lot of things that could go wrong in terms of your health.
Oh, I absolutely. We probably don't have time to dive deep, but I can just imagine anyone putting anything sharp or trying to have a resin on your teeth. There are a lot of issues. And so this really blew up and got on Iridian's radar because there was kind of this whole saga of someone who paid $1,500 for a smile that lasted only 2 days. So in the interest of brevity, Lindsay, what should people watch out for? What should our listeners be telling their kids and grandkids about this?
If you're getting any sort of dental procedure, including a cosmetic dental procedure, it needs to be done for your own health and safety and also just for the integrity of the procedure to get the best results by a licensed dentist. And you can search for that in an online database to see if that person is a licensed dentist. Veneer tech is a made-up and bogus term.
And this has happened locally in Chicago. In fact, there was someone arrested for doing this in Las Vegas and then did the same thing here in Chicago.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. We got to watch out for it. Lindsay, yeah. I wish we had more time to dive deeper into this. I appreciate you bringing it to our listeners' attention, and I hope we get to chat again soon. You do great work at The Cut.
I'd love that. Thank you so much.
All right. That's Lindsay Gellum from The Cut. Ugh. It made me shudder a little bit when they say shaving the teeth. We'll leave it at that. Okay, tell you what. We'll take a break, and then we will wrap up Your Money Matters after this on 720 WGN.